I'm Celeste Headlee here with John Hockenberry. Coming up, it's Tuesday. We're going to be talking about work. And what do you think? If you had a week's vacation, would you spend it at your work? Maybe not, but we're going to talk about some people who want to spend their vacation time at other people's jobs. That's in a few minutes. First, here's a check on leading stories at 47 minutes past the hour. As the president gets ready for his first State of the Union address tomorrow, he tells ABC News he's focused on being effective, not securing a second term.
There's a tendency in Washington to think that our job description of elected officials is to get reelected.
But he says politicians should aspire to more.
That's not our job description. Our job description is to solve problems and to help people.
Tomorrow's address will focus on the middle class, including a tax credit for small businesses that add employees and $150 billion in additional stimulus spending to spur job creation. We want to get your take on this, too. What is the state of our union? Think you can describe it in just six words?
This is Brandon from Oklahoma City. I'm going to try the six words. How about, our system is broken. Communism works.
Tell us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE or post it to our site, thetakeaway.org.
From Oklahoma, too.
Yeah,
interesting.
Wow.
Yes, the wind power industry grew at a breakneck speed, in 2009, adding nearly 40% more capacity. Right now, about 2% of our electricity comes from wind turbines. And on energy news, oil prices are down to around $74 a barrel today, a monthly low. The BBC's business reporter, Duncan Bartlett, is here to talk about it. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning.
I'm looking at, 74.49 trading that I'm seeing here in New York. What explains this drop from almost $84, I believe, less than a few weeks ago?
Well, the loss that we've seen overnight, which is about a fall of about $1 a barrel in terms of the price of crude oil, is really down to China. Now, the United States consumes far more oil than any other country in the world, but China comes a close second. And with the Chinese economy growing, the country's been buying more and more oil to sustain its industry and all those new cars that are on the road. In fact, we recently just saw that the Chinese economy is growing at about 11%. But what's happening now is the government is concerned it might be growing too far, too fast. It's trying to rein in the amount of money which is being lent by the banks. And the concern there would be for the oil traders that means that China's immediate demand of oil is going to go down.
Duncan Bartlett from our partner, the BBC, talking about oil prices. So China's concern about inflation possibly gets oil traders selling, and oil is down to about $74 a barrel. In other news, the pregnancy rate among teenage girls jumped 3% for the first time since 1990. The abortion rate also inched up. Big upset at the Australian Open this morning. Defending champ Rafael Nadal is out after a knee injury during the quarterfinals against Andy Murray. And finally, one down, more than 309 million to go. The U.S. Census began the 2010 count of the nation's residents in an Arctic village yesterday. The first person tallied was Clifton Jackson, the eldest resident in an Alaskan Eskimo community. Those are some of the stories we're following this morning.
It is time to talk about work here on The Takeaway. Today's topic, vocation vacation. So that means a vacation where you work, but at somebody else's job. Many of you are thinking, why on earth would I want to work when I finally get some vacation days? Beth Kobliner, our work contributor, has some reasons, and I hope they're good ones, Beth, on why we would want to do that.
Promise.
We're also joined by Mike Leonard. He's a former vocation vacationer. He joins us from Washington, D.C., about how it led him down a new career path. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Beth, what is a vocation vacation?
It's basically a temporary position in an out-of-town location that can offer you work experience. So, and sometimes you actually pay to work, and other times you can be paid to work. But if you're looking for a job right now and you're hoping to switch, this is something to consider, in the context of the fact that right now unemployment is at 10%. Huge number of people who have jobs who are not happy with their jobs. The Conference Board just released a study showing that unhappiness at jobs are at the highest level in 22 years. People are staying unemployed for, on average, 8 months. That's 10 weeks longer than it was a year ago. So given all that, a vocation vacation is sort of like we've talked before about internships or seasonal jobs. It basically offers you a chance to get some foot in the door for a job or for work for a week or two.
Here's the thing, though.
I knew you guys were going to be
upset. I can't sit in for a brain surgeon, though, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing, Beth. If you're unemployed, you know, the number one vacation probably doesn't help. I don't think that, you know, the vocation thing will help that. I mean, there's just a huge unemployment rate in the United States. The other thing is that how are you going to have the money to pay to go work somebody else's job?
Well, I knew you were going to say that. And, you know, honestly, when I first heard this topic, I thought that, you know, and everybody thinks of those as those frivolous vacation that either, you know, wealthy parents send their teenagers who are bored, you know, to work and, you know, build
or
huts
some
in
bored
countries.
Retired person. Or,
exactly. But actually, these are now growing in interest because, first of all, you can do it for less money. You can do it for under $300. They're good places. Like, you know, if you're at a situation where you don't have a job, you can't get a job, and you've always wanted to try something else. And we have Mike here who's going to be talking a little bit about his situation. But there's, you know, coloradotrail.org or wildernessvolunteers.org. And we'll put all these on the website. There are places you can go for less than $300. There are lots of different websites offering a lot of opportunities that give you 2 weeks of working in a totally different field that may not lead to a permanent job, absolutely, but it could open your mind and make you think about creative possibilities. You know, there was one woman I spoke with who worked in a bake shop, and then eventually it led her to opening her own bake shop.
Okay, so Mike Leonard, you're now a program analyst with the Department of Energy. What vacation did you take?
Let's see, I was a freshman in college walking around Boston and stumbled upon a brochure in an outdoor store for an organization called Wilderness Volunteers that runs backcountry service trips throughout the country. So that entails everything from trail building, trail maintenance, campsite restoration, fence removal in the national parks, national forests, wilderness areas. And we work with federal agencies that need the help. So
but
I went
isn't
out
this
to
just
New
you,
Mexico.
Isn't this just you paying them for volunteer work? To do volunteer work?
Some people see it that way. It is, in a sense, you donating your free time to do some work. But on the
sounds
flip
like
side,
fun. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, my friends all think I'm crazy.
But Mike, the interesting thing about Mike's story was he was talking about how he was, you know, an economics major on the track to being, you know, banking. Now this is about how many 10 years ago, 15 years ago when everybody was going into these fields, or a lot of people were going into these fields, and what it did was broaden an interest for him and got him very interested in environmental interest areas, which has led to his career at the energy department.
Oh.
So what I'm saying is it opens people's horizons. And in this particular economy, I think we have to think creatively. And I think a lot of people, it's very upsetting. And I'm saying that for the $200 vacation, that might be something that opens, you know, gives you a little kick, you know, outlook and information and a new experience that can lead you to looking in a different area.
Does this qualify if you're on unemployment and you get maybe get some cash through their training program? Does this qualify as a job training program?
Well, it doesn't qualify. I mean, it's like not under the stimulus package. It's not like one of those clear job training programs. No, but it is something that there could be parts of it. You have to check with your tax person. Parts of it could potentially be tax deductible, so you have to look into that. But I think it's more of an experience. They're seasonal jobs. If you go to a skiing area and you love to ski and you need to earn a chunk of money, this might be the time to do it. Again, it's sort of like we've talked a lot about seasonal jobs, internships. It beats the alternative for a lot of people of not doing anything. And the point is, and we're going to have it on the website, there are a lot of organizations that offer these for a lot less money than I think people would think. And it offers you something to do in this very tough environment.
Okay, and Mike actually did kind of end it. I mean, it's a little bit related, Mike, in your job with the Department of Energy, a little bit. He's a program analyst at the Department of Energy now. He joined us from Washington, D.C. And Beth Koblainer, of course, our takeaway contributor. We do have links on our website so you can check out all the vacations available.
And if you had a chance to swap during your vacation to try out a dream job, what would you do? Reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post it to our website, thetakeaway.org. And 6 words or less, the State of the Union. Damien has this one. We need to start from scratch. Liz says, let's hear nothing but the truth, referring to the Obama State of the Union speech coming up on Wednesday. And Steve writes, throw out the bums, but which? Give us your take at thetakeaway.org, or you can recite it to us in a minute or less, six words or less. You decide. 877-8-MY-TAKE. And you can also go to our website and see some of those photos we were talking about. Very, very disturbing images coming out of Haiti. What do you think of them? That's at thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.